Hardy Midday.
This is Hardy Midday, Hardy County's daily radio news program. For the next 10 minutes, we will bring you the latest in local news and events, sports, weather, agriculture, and much more. If you have an upcoming event in Hardy County, feel free to send it to hardymidday@gmail.com. Please remember to include any necessary information about your event in your message. Hardy Midday is brought to you by First National Bank of Wauchula, 406 North 6th Avenue in Wauchula, and online at fnbwauchula.com. Hardy Midday starts now. Good afternoon, Glenn the Outlaw here. Today is December 23rd, 2020, and welcome back to Hardy Midday today here on Real Country 102.1 The Outlaw, brought to you by First National Bank of Wauchula, 406 North 6th Avenue here in Wauchula. Your local news Santa's naughty list just got a little bit longer, and if there's a few kids who are getting coal for Christmas, scratch that. They're getting arrested. If they get cold, they'll just throw it at more cars, and we do not want that. If you recognize or know anything about the juveniles who drove through Mulberry late Friday night, December 18th, and the early morning hours of Saturday morning, December 19th, between 11:50 p.m. and 12:15 a.m., in a dark-colored four-door pickup truck throwing railroad rocks at vehicles, the Polk County Sheriff's Office would like to have a word with them. The cars they hit were parked on 5th Avenue Northwest, 5th Avenue Northeast, 5th Street Northeast, and 10th Avenue Northeast. These suspects caused hundreds of dollars worth of damage to several different vehicles, and neither Santa Claus nor Sheriff Judd are happy about that. We're guessing the parents aren't going to be happy about that either. If you know or have any information that may be helpful to this investigation, please contact Detective Pantalone at 863-499-2400, or you can email dpantalone at polksheriff.org, dpantalone at polksheriff.org, or if you wish to remain anonymous, you can call Heartland Crime Stoppers, 1-800-226-TIPS, 1-800-226-8477. On a smartphone, you can dial **TIPS, or you can download the P3 Tips app for your mobile device and send your tips in there, or go to HeartlandCrimeStoppers.com. Once again, you'll be fully anonymous with Heartland Crime Stoppers. Have you recently purchased an item for an online auction or seller, or sold an item and wonder where you could safely meet the seller or purchaser to finalize the transaction? Well, the Wauchula Police Department has established an internet purchase exchange location at the police headquarters located at 128 South 7th Avenue in Wauchula. This exchange location provides for a well-lit area that will be recorded utilizing video surveillance. Citizens are welcome to come into the lobby of the police department, which is also under constant video surveillance, during normal business hours to conduct your transactions. If you need to conduct your transaction after hours or the items you are exchanging may be too large to bring inside, you're encouraged to conduct the transaction near the exchange location sign for maximum video recording coverage. Your local events in Hardy County. The Hardy County Chamber of Commerce has announced a change of plans for the upcoming gala. They will now host the 2021 Kentucky Derby Gala on May 1st, 2021 from 5 to 9 p.m. at the Stream Song Resort in Bowling Green. Ladies, wear your biggest hats, and gentlemen, wear your bow ties. Tickets start at $125. You can reserve your table or become a sponsor at hardycc.com/gala. Your jobs in Hardy County. Care with Compassion Home Services is looking for a direct care professional. A valid driver's license and car insurance are required, and a high school diploma or GED and 1 year of caregiving experience is preferred. Greystone Property Management is looking for a property manager, a high school diploma or GED, driver's license, and 1 year of low-income housing tax credit. Property management, customer service experience is preferred. and Wanzek Construction is looking for a project equipment admin. Qualifications include 1 to 3 years experience in an administrative support position, the ability to multitask, strong verbal and written communication skills, and proficiency in internet usage and the Microsoft Office product suite. All these jobs and more at Indeed.com. The Hardin County Sheriff's Office, Wauchula Police Department, and law enforcement agencies nationwide remind you to do the 9 p.m. routine. Check every door and window in your home at 9 p.m. to ensure that it is securely closed and locked to help protect against burglary. Do the same with your vehicles, removing any valuables from the inside by doing the 9 p.m. routine each and every night. You decrease the chances of home invasion and burglary by criminals. Be sure to send your job openings, news, or events to Hardy Midday, Hardy, M-I-D-D-A-Y, at gmail.com. Please remember to include any event brochures, pamphlets, or flyers with your message. They'll greatly assist us when we read them on the air for you. Coming up, your local weather and forecast, plus the agriculture, business, and sports news. But right now, a little break. We'll be back with more Hardy Midday in just a moment.
In the future, digital will enable us to be in perfect sync with the world around us. Synchronizing services and products with the data cloud around customers enables them to prosper anytime, anywhere.
Good morning, Claire. It's 5:59 a.m. Heavy traffic on the 528. Expect a delay of 15 minutes. Today's goals include a 5-kilometer morning run. Your car payment to FNB Wauchula was made today. Your financial advisor recommends the purchase of Hardy Fresh. Transaction complete. 500 shares have been purchased. Welcome to the office. Access granted. What was the payment for Giovanni's for? Calling bank.
FNB Wauchula. Good afternoon, this is Allison. How can I help you?
Thank you. Allison, it's really you.
First National Bank of Wauchula. We have the digital connection you need and the personal touch you desire.
At First National Bank of Wauchula, you get to do your banking your way. You can still write checks and visit our office. You can use our online telephone banking systems. Our mobile banking can nearly do it all. And of course, there's our full-service ATM. So no matter how you do your banking at First National Bank of Wauchula, we have your banking needs covered.
Welcome back to Hardy Midday here on Real Country 102.1, The Outlaw. Now it's time for your weather report and forecast. 71 degrees, feels like 74, mostly sunny. Air quality is fair. The maximum UV index is 4, moderate. Winds northeast at 7 miles an hour with gusts up to 9 miles an hour. The humidity is ideal, 46%. Dew point 49 degrees Fahrenheit. Cloud cover is 26%. The visibility 10 miles and the cloud ceiling was 30,000 feet. Your Hardy County forecast, including the cities of Wauchula, Bowling Green, and Zoffo Springs, last updated 8:06 a.m. Eastern Time. Today, sunny, highs in the upper 70s, northeast winds 5 to 10 miles an hour, becoming southeast this afternoon. Tonight, mostly clear, patchy fog after midnight, lows in the upper 50s, east winds around 5 miles an hour. Thursday, partly cloudy, patchy fog early in the morning, a chance of showers and thunderstorms in the afternoon, highs in the lower 80s, south winds 10 to 15 miles an hour, becoming southwest in the afternoon with gusts up to 30 miles an hour and a 50% chance of rain. And Thursday night, mostly cloudy with a chance of showers with a slight chance of thunderstorms in the evening, then partly cloudy after midnight, less humid with lows in the lower 40s, west winds 10 to 15 miles an hour, becoming northwest after midnight with gusts up to 30 miles an hour and a 40% chance of rain. And for Christmas Day, mostly sunny, much cooler with highs in the upper 50s, northwest winds 10 to 15 miles an hour, and Christmas night, clear, cold with lows in the mid-30s and wind chill values in the upper 20s. That is your Hardy Midday weather report and forecast. Let's go now to your agriculture news.
From the the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update. USDA's Natural Resources Conservation Service in Florida continued its work across the state despite a year marked by a pandemic and natural disasters. MorningAgClips.com reports the agency helped farmers and ranchers implement practices to help conserve natural resources and boost their bottom lines. NRCS also launched new online tools to increase efficiency, effectiveness, and delivery of crucial programs. Florida State Conservationist Juan Hernandez says NRCS helps people help the land in the good times and bad. During the first wave of the pandemic, rural meatpacking counties had infection rates 10 times higher than rates in other rural counties, according to the USDA. According to Agriculture.com, the COVID-19 rate in the 49 U.S. counties that rely on meat plants for jobs remains somewhat higher than the rest of rural America. The USDA says rural Americans, who make up 14% of the population, accounted for 27% of COVID deaths nationwide during the final 3 weeks of October. The USDA's Food and Nutrition Service can now quickly sanction and, when necessary, remove retailers from the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program for engaging in fraudulent activities. This comes as a result of a cooperative agreement with USDA's Office of Inspector General. Deputy Undersecretary Brandon Lipps says USDA will not tolerate retailers abusing this vital program that helps millions of Americans put food on the table.
Did you hear that? That's the sound of great careers in agriculture. One of which could be yours. With the number of different job boards that are online these days, it can be overwhelming trying to find out what best suits you as an individual in the ag industry. Hey, sift through the clutter and find your agricultural career on the job board focused on you, agcareers.com. AgCareers.com is the leading online job board for the agricultural, food, natural resources, and biotechnology industries. We are committed to fueling the next generation of talent in agriculture in an effort to feed the world. We understand and support the vast number and variety of careers possible in the industry, from welders and biotechnologists to agricultural teachers and software developers. The time to work in agriculture has never been better, with nearly 6,000 career opportunities available on agcareers.com. An opportunity for you is out there. Search for your future today on agcareers.com.
From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with today's Agribusiness Update.
So, you're looking to finance a new irrigation system?
That's right.
Great. At what interest rate?
0%.
Okay. And how big of a down payment?
$0.
Sure. You'll start making payments when?
Nothing for 18 months.
I see. Is there anything else you'd like?
Yeah, how about a few thousand dollars worth of free bonus equipment?
I'm sorry. You'll have to see your local Zimatic dealer to get that kind of bargain. Or visit lindsay.com/offer for details.
Here with your Southeast Regional Ag Report, I'm Tim Hamrich. Researchers at the University of Florida are part of a national effort to improve pollination in blueberries. Assistant Professor of Entomology Dr. Rachel Malinger says they hope to provide better pollination recommendations to growers.
In general, recommendations are lacking or they're very outdated. So growers don't have a good sense for how many hives they should bring in, whether they should bring in both honeybees and other managed bees like bumblebees. They don't have a sense for what is the best placement strategy, how close to the bushes to place the hives or the colonies.
Malinger says part of the challenge in this work is how many variables go into the pollination process.
The other main component is to look at how pollination varies across different blueberry cultivars, both in terms of how the pollination needs or requirements can vary across cultivars, and also how different cultivars may be more or less attractive to bees. And so these cultivars in blueberry, they're not as well known as apple cultivars. When you go to an apple store, you recognize Red Delicious or Honeycrisp. Blueberry likewise has these different cultivars, but they're not as well marketed. And these different cultivars sometimes have flowers of different colors, different shapes, and they may have different pollination needs. So we'll be looking at that as well.
The more effective the pollination, the more blueberries we can produce.
When disaster strikes, keeping in touch with family and friends and reaching public safety officials is critical. To prepare for power outages caused by severe weather or other conditions, you should create an emergency communication plan. First, check important cell phone contacts, including doctors, veterinarians, utilities, and insurance companies, and note local non-emergency numbers. Store at least one contact as in case of emergency, and make sure that person knows if you have medical issues. Also, make sure everyone in your house knows how to text. Check backup batteries for all your phones and fully charged cell phones, batteries, and rechargers. Sign up to receive mobile phone alerts. Backup and print out important personal data. You might buy a battery-operated, solar-powered, or hand-cranked radio or portable TV to monitor news. Start preparing today. For more info, go to fcc.gov/emergency.
This has been your Southeast Regional Ag Report. I'm Tim Hammerich.
And now for your business news, the stock market report, and your sports news.
With the SRN News Business Brief, I'm George Manzani. President Trump has issued a vehement critique of the combined coronavirus relief federal budget bill, which Congress passed late Monday night. He decried so-called pork spending from the omnibus bill, which he said shortchanges Americans when it comes to the coronavirus relief portion of the bill. Mr. Trump wants amendments, including an increase in direct dollar payments to Americans, as well as funds for small businesses, especially restaurants. The president's working group on financial markets has issued a report after evaluating last spring's flight to safer investments triggered by the coronavirus. It calls for reforms that would make money market funds less vulnerable when investors rush to withdrawals. The conference board's gauge of U.S. consumer confidence fell in December to a reading of 88.6, down from November's 92.9. Wall Street was mixed, with the S&P down 8, the Dow down 201, but the Nasdaq up 65. With SRN Business, I'm George Bonzani.
With SRN Sports, I'm Jeremy House. On the night in which they were presented their NBA championship rings, the Los Angeles Lakers didn't have their A game in a 116-109 loss to their hometown rivals, the LA Clippers. Paul George, who recently signed a contract extension, was dominant. He finished with 33 points. The defending champions trailed badly in the first half of their opener before attempting a comeback in the second half. One other game on opening night in the NBA saw Brooklyn defeat Golden State 125-99. Off the court, Boston Celtics star Paul Pierce and longtime player, coach, and broadcaster Doug Collins lead the first-time nominees for the Naismith Memorial Basketball Hall of Fame Class of 2021. Also making their debut on the list of candidates include Michael Cooper and Howard Garfinkel and Lou Henson. This is SRN Sports. One game in top 25 college football last night saw 14th-ranked BYU defeat the University of Central Florida 49-23. Top 25 college basketball, it was top-ranked Gonzaga defeating Northwestern State 95-78. Third-ranked Kansas downed number 7 West Virginia 79-65. It was fourth-ranked Iowa over Purdue 70-55. Sixth-ranked Houston down Temple 76-50. It was ninth-ranked Wisconsin over Nebraska 67-53. 14th-ranked Missouri just got by Bradley 54-53. It was 15th-ranked Texas Tech downing Oklahoma 69-67. 16th-ranked Virginia defeated William & Mary 76-40. This is SRN Sports.
And that concludes our time with Hardy Midday today, brought to you by the great folks and friendly service you'll always find at First National Bank of Wauchula, 406 North 6th Avenue here in Wauchula. Your quote for the day, USA Today has come out with a new survey. Apparently, 3 out of 4 people make up 75% of the population. Wow, I did not know that. Tune in tomorrow for the latest in Hardy County news and information. I've been Glenn, and we will see you then. Have a great rest of your day and happy holidays. For a recording of today's show, send an email with the date of the show requested to hardymidday@gmail.com. Hardy Midday shows may not be sold or redistributed without the express written consent of WAUC Radio and Hardy Broadcasting. The news and event information presented in this show has been verified to the best of our ability. Please contact us if any errors are found. This has been Hardy Midday, a production of Hardy Broadcasting, LLC.